The news is relevant again because Jay-Z is beefing with Trump.
So it's relevant?
That's fine to me. To a detached middle-aged black man. Like a politically detached middle-aged black man.
Yeah.
Jay-Z beefing with the president makes it relevant for me.
Yeah.
Like there's nobody my age. There's nobody in the 35 to 45-year-old age group that's a black man who doesn't fuck with Jay-Z. I don't care what your age or what your profession is, what your prestige in the neighborhood or in society is. Everybody in that age group who's a black man messes with Jay-Z. For
yeah.
whatever, everybody has their own reason that hypes them up.
Yeah.
You know, but it's everybody messes with Jay-Z. It's a boring beef though.
Yeah, I was more excited about it than when I actually read about it.
Has
Trump said anything crazy yet? I know what.
Not really. He's just trying to take credit for the black unemployment rate.
Yeah.
That's really all it was.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy, but it's kind of. Jay-Z also isn't looking like an asshole for what he's doing, though.
No.
Eminem, that rap that he put out was
yeah.
bad.
I don't think I listened to it.
Yeah, you did, but you try to block it out, I'm sure.
Yeah, right? I feel like that's true.
Because how could you not listen to an Eminem diss track about the president?
I definitely did listen to it.
Exactly.
But
right? That doesn't even make sense to say logically. Like, and
yeah.
again, that's another one of those things. Everybody in our age group
yeah.
listens to Eminem, like either has a strong opinion, like nay or yay for Eminem.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody in our age group is indifferent towards Eminem.
No.
So... It was terrible, you know. At least Jay-Z is not like looking like, because that's the thing. Eminem somehow tried to approach Donald Trump on his level. He tried
yeah.
to attack him in the entertainment field where Donald Trump wants to feel most relevant.
Yeah,
say he's just too big now, I guess, as a president. He's just too big.
Yeah,
and he just looked more foolish because it was a bad rap.
Yeah,
it's Donald Trump. Is as a president, he's like what Scrooge would be, like Ebenezer Scrooge, if he became president before the three ghosts visited him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? He only knows money.
I thought you were going to say Scrooge McDuck at first.
No, Scrooge McDuck is just too fun. He learns a lesson every day.
He does.
He learns a lesson a
well,
day.
Well, that's because his nephews came into his life and showed him love.
Exactly. You know, but he... So we're just waiting for him to have nephews old enough to show him love?
Yeah, he's an only child, right? Is he?
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he eat his siblings and rise to the top of his family? I have no idea anything about his genealogy. Is that even the right family tree is what I mean to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a nice beef. It's an elegant beef.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jay-Z's just coming at him like, dude, it's not about money.
Yeah.
Be nice to people.
It kind of like Jay-Z looks like he looks very good right now with his beef being all mature about it. And
yeah.
he hasn't been accused of sexual misconduct
yet.
And you're like, yeah, but like that's kind of all you got be right now as a man.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like, oh, look at him. He's
at
doing
the moment.
It.
At the moment. He's
yeah.
not accused. And so at the moment, he's kind of doing good stuff at the moment. At the moment. It's like you have to like anytime you compliment anything a man does, you have to asterisk it.
At the
you're
moment.
Like, listen, I think what he's doing is really good. However, if he comes out for sexual misconduct, I do not support that behavior.
Yeah.
That's what couple, if you had to hang out with one of these couples for one night only.
Okay.
Either Jay-Z and Beyonce or Donald Trump and Melania. And we get to live their lifestyle for one night.
Ooh.
How about 24 hours? We get to hang out with them for 24 hours.
Who?
Or let's say 48 hours because I want to sleep.
Okay.
You know,
are we assuming that Melania and Trump actually spend time together? Or like I get to go with Melania and you go with Trump?
We at least assume that they spend time with each other for these moments. Like they're showing off their lavish lifestyle to another couple for the purpose of, like they're Trumping out. They're, you know,
yeah.
he's.
So I'm totally. I don't even know why I asked. I'm going with Jay-Z and Beyonce, like all the way. Like,
all the way.
All the way.
Like, no questions asked.
No. I don't want to be in Donald Trump's world. I don't want to be in his world at all. Like, it's he's on golf courses, right? Yeah. I don't want to need that. He's at fancy parties where he's kissing, like, porn stars and stuff and proving that he can grab women by the pussy. I don't need to be part of that. Like, the only good thing about that is, like, the food is probably really, really good.
The food is going to be really good. But the food is going to be really good on the other side, too.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the thing. I feel like Trump's going to spend the whole time tweeting.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, oh, man, I feel like I'm just, like, with Ansley again.
I don't even have Twitter.
You would you be Facebooking. You false accusation. You'd be Facebooking. I fake newsed you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll fake news anybody. I don't give up.
You are going to hang out with Trump, huh?
I'm
getting ready for the lifestyle.
Nah, I don't think I could do that. I think I'm curious to see, like, behind the curtain of the madness. Like, of course I wouldn't be behind the curtain.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
You're not getting behind the curtain of either one of these.
You're not going to McDonald's with him and watching him chow down food.
I don't know. Is that behind the curtain to you?
I feel like him, like, sitting at home on his recliner in his boxers, eating, like, with orange Dorito cheese all over his fingers, drinking, like, 5 Diet Cokes, watching, like, reality TV is behind his curtain.
Wait, do you think everybody does that? Like, what do you?
Why do you say that?
Because that was a very specific thing.
No, that's what I think Donald Trump does.
That's what you think Donald Trump does?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he always wears a suit. A suit or golf gear.
His pajamas are a suit.
Yeah. Business casual. No, what were we just talking about?
You wouldn't hang out with Donald Trump. You'd hang out with Jay-Z and
Beyonce. Yeah, I definitely hang out with Jay-Z and Beyonce. Just because I think it would be cool. The only reason why I wouldn't hang out with Jay-Z, why I would, like, be hesitant to hang out with Jay-Z and Beyonce is because I feel like they'd be trying to, like, inspire me too much.
To be your better self?
Yeah. I feel like people feel like they could pull something out of me.
And you're very resistant to that, huh?
I don't know what it is.
You don't want, like,
I'll do it on my own terms, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I think I want you to hang out with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Right? I think it'll be good for me. It's like the reason why I don't want to is the reason why I think I have to.
So what do you think is behind Donald Trump's curtain then?
I don't know. I think he might just be I think he might just be winging it.
Yeah.
I think he might just be winging it all. I think that's, like, the secret to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no clue.
That's why he's like, he can just do whatever. Because he's like, goes with the
winging
whim.
It. Ah. I think behind the curtain is, like, I think if you got a peek inside of Donald Trump's brain for even, like, 3 seconds, it'll be like, my baloney has a first name. It's O-S-E-A. Yeah, it'd just be like random musings and, like, fucking jingles and shit. I don't think there's anything real going on in his mind. But I don't think he's an idiot either.
No.
I don't think he's an idiot. I think he has a mind for negotiation.
Right, right.
Not necessarily even business. I think he just knows how to. He's like somebody who. It's tough. So, like, Monopoly is one way to explain it, but, like, those, like, board games, like, diplomacy, risk, you know, like, the person that has, like, the most wealth and power, it's like that person already rolling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's no dire consequences to any decision. It's just like,
exactly.
And, like, he just can sing another jingle. Like, the world keeps turning. Yeah, I'm still
exactly.
on top.
But what I'm saying is he's always had that as negotiation leverage.
Yeah.
He's always had big wealth and power behind him. So he's been able to use The Art of the Deal, which is his book.
Yeah.
Which is just a madman. It's just like, be a psychopath.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it is. If you're a billionaire, you can do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But if you're not, you just get kicked out of a business meeting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about? Shut up, your breath stinks. Get out. Grow up.
Yeah.
We voted him out, right? Just now? But, I don't think there's much. I don't think there's much going on. I haven't talked to my mom since we've gotten in an argument about Trump.
Oh, yeah. You haven't talked to her since then?
No.
Wow. Wait, what was her take? What was your argument?
It's a semantics issue, and that's why it's so annoying. So my mom and I got in an argument about the fact that I wouldn't declare Trump a racist.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah.
She just called me up like, let me see where you're at. But it wasn't even about that. It's I'm also, if anybody said, well, Trump's racist then, what are you, fucking idiot? Hear me out.
You want to back this up?
Yeah, I want to back this up because language is really important. And I feel like language is starting to get diffused into this, like, nothing, this ether, mm-hmm. where it doesn't matter what people are saying. What matters is what you can make people believe about another person.
Right.
And I don't want to fall into that trap. And it's very important for me to be against that. And as a person, if I'm living that, I have to be able to look and observe every situation with that lens.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So do I think Trump is out of touch and ignorant?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, you do.
I do. Do I think Trump is prejudiced?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Right. Do I think Trump values people with money over people that don't have money?
Yes. Yes, you
okay.
do.
Okay. Now, do I believe that Trump feels that people outside of his race are genetically inferior to him, and by that genetic inferiority deserve to be treated as less than people?
Hmm. No.
I don't know if I can say that.
I don't know.
Based on his actions.
Yeah.
Because, and what I was trying to tell my mom is like, dude, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And he's been always a millionaire. He grew up in wealth.
Have you ever been around a billionaire?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe an eccentric one.
Yeah. I'm just curious because, like, I feel like you have very strong opinions on it. And I feel like most people have never been around a billionaire. And I just, like, it makes me stop and be like, huh, like, how different is Oprah? You know, what?
You got to consider that.
Yeah.
Because.
But she grew up normal in a rough neighborhood before she was a billionaire.
Still, she's a billionaire now. She's been one for quite some time. She's out of touch.
Yeah.
She has no idea what people are doing.
Yeah.
None.
You think
she's giving out free cars to guests?
Yeah.
Once you're at a point where you're giving out free cars to guests at your show,
yeah,
you don't know what the common man is doing anymore.
You think you feel like you have a perspective of that because of what fame does to comedians, and you're like more in touch with that than the average person? Because I feel like that's like a crazy place.
I think comedians are more in touch with irony.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of, in hubris, there's a lot of irony.
Yeah.
Right? And nobody wants to be, you know, you don't want to be that thing that you see.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to be the joke. You know, you don't want to be Icarus.
Yeah.
That flew too close to the sun.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be that guy. So it's, I don't know. Because who's to say that I even have a thing that I'm seeing things better or differently?
Yeah.
Right? It's just, I couldn't possibly, he's actually wealthy enough. This is how wealthy he is. He's wealthy enough to say race doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And mean it. That's how wealthy he is. He's been so detached from the consequences of day in, day of life,
yeah,
that he's probably really had never a negative experience with a black person.
Right.
You know, he like race doesn't mean anything to him towards people.
Yeah.
It's about the money they have.
Yeah.
Like, that's how wealthy he is.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't say that he's racist.
Yeah. Yeah. And I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And so because of that, now I'm a Trump supporter.
Well, and also I feel like because, like, the dialogue that came out of, like, the presidential campaign and everything when it was happening, like, Hillary Clinton's camp was like, he's a racist. If you support him, you're a racist. So, like, it was tried to, like, you know, make people hyper aware of that so that people were ashamed to be Trump supporters.
Yeah.
And so, and I know that you don't like to be manipulated.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like there's a lot of manipulation going on with trying to label, like, exactly where you started with this, trying to label people things in society.
Yeah, there is. Well, I am resistant to that, but I'm resistant to being part of that.
Yeah.
Where I'm not gonna throw my limited credibility to that.
Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to get me to confirm that, to reaffirm your stance on that, like, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I have no concept of what the way a billionaire flows through society.
Right.
I have no clue. Like, he doesn't, like, somebody cuts him off on the road, he doesn't have to, oh, you're fucking,
he's not driving his own
car. Exactly. He's just like, you know, for him, people getting cut off on the road is one poor person's problem to another poor person's problem.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like the poor person driving him and the poor person that cut him. Like that's poor people problems.
Like if he didn't know how to drive, it wouldn't be surprising.
Not at all. Not at all. He would say it because it was he lived in New York.
Yeah.
But it's because you've always been wealthy.
Yeah.
You've always been wealthy. It's so yeah, my mom and I aren't talking because of that. We'll get it back.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to acquiesce.
Do you think she's going to bring it up again?
Yeah, when she's ready to apologize.
We need to get you and Jay-Z and Beyonce together. Yeah. So you can get to the higher power.
No, that would be the worst. That would, oh, not right down over that. Like, that's like, that's
it's
like
your
the
mother.
One,
it's family.
I know. That's the one thing that I have too is that my mom. You know, my mom's always been one of those parents that's been like overly supportive of everything. Like she wants to be supportive and involved.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's always been my mom. I've always had to keep her out of my shit. Stay out of my shit, mom. You're going to make it not fun.
Don't say that. As a mom, I can't hear it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you're that way. Like my mom's a stage mom through and through.
Okay.
Through and through. So what my mom always says to me is her advice to me has always been that like as a performer, that I need to be able to, I need to be a triple threat and be able to do it all like Beyonce.
I think I've heard her say this to you.
Right? And so she's always trying to tell me to be like Beyonce, be like Beyonce. Oh my gosh. No, I couldn't have her know that. I couldn't have my mom know that I was going to dinner with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Oh my gosh. That's what it would be. That's what it would be. But I just feel like I feel like you could get loose. I feel like you get a little looser with Trump. There was a time when you could have got looser with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
I think the time is gone.
Yeah.
I think the time will come back.
Yeah.
But right now, I feel like the loosest time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you're going to be able to throw money at people, like spit at the help.
Yeah. It would be wild. It would be wild. I don't know. Melania looks like she might be a good time. She might be a...
Separate from Trump, though.
Yeah.
Separate from Trump, and once she's had a little alcohol, cocaine, you know, like had a couple bumps.
Yeah.
Get your bumps in, Melania. We know you bump. No, I don't bump. But you, like, we need you to turn on.
Yeah.
Let's activate Melania Trump.
She gave that one speech that was a copy of Michelle Obama, and they were like, never speak again.
And she was like, whoop, I'm good. she just like slightly stepped to the back and was like, the children...
Just tapping Trump every time he needed to put his hand over his heart for the Star Spangled Banner or something.
She's like, pledge allegiance. I'm hot. I'll just be hot. I'll be the hot president wife.
Yeah, people don't even talk about her.
No, not at all. Even when she's blown. Okay, so let's just be done talking about that period.
Okay.
did you hear about the guy that played Barney? What he's up to now?
No.
Okay, so
Barney the dinosaur.
Barney the dinosaur from everybody's childhood. So first of all, Barney, the guy in the suit, didn't also do the voice.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. It's very important to have that distinction now. That didn't used to matter. That information didn't used to matter until...
Well, they couldn't find a guy that could also manipulate the suit and do a voice that was like... I guess that was a special character, right? It was magic.
And I think we're going to get to the heart of why it was a magic character.
So this is the guy that did the suit.
That did the suit. He was the body. He embodied everything. Now, first of all, before I tell you what Barney is now up to, the guy who was in the suit that Barney was now up to, how would you describe Barney? How would you describe the character Barney, the physical embodiment of Barney, his move? How did he make you feel?
He wanted to give hugs. He's a little dancy. He's a little bouncy.
Okay, bouncy.
He.
Did he evoke any feelings out of you? Did he make you feel a certain way?
I always found Barney a little creepy. Like I was old enough that like I didn't watch Barney as a fan. I watched it as a look at this phenomena and how crazy it is. And there's Barney. You know, like it was always like, it's so crazy that this, you know, this is the biggest thing in the world and everybody knows who Barney is.
Yeah, well, he is now a licensed practitioner, tantric sex healer.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, there's a Vice article out about it. I didn't read the article. I read the article about the article. There's okay. So many articles about articles now.
It's a weird thing.
What the hell are we living in?
I don't know.
It's kind of good for me because I don't like to get too in-depth. I like to just kind of know.
A little more than clickbait, a little less than the real thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what it is. I like that in between. I'm dissing the article about the article, but I like. So he's a tantric sex healer. And he said that, he's always been in a tantra, is how you say it.
Yeah.
And when he was playing Barney. Okay, first of all, let's step back for a second.
Okay.
So he's a little upset about the way that the article came out because the article only focused on the fact that the tantric sex healing involves sex, right?
And that's how he heals you?
Here's what it is. $350 gets you 3 to 4 hours of a ritual bath, chakra, what is that? What is my own handwriting? A chakra balancing and a massage leading to mind-blowing orgasms. I'm pretty sure that massage involves penis and vagina.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything about tantra, right?
Yeah.
So, again, he's upset because they're like the article. He feels like the article came out made it all about sex,
right?
And really, it's about love,
right?
Like if your chakras are blocked, you fix it with love,
yeah.
And that's supposed to be the answer to everything. So, what say you, Ansley?
I don't know. It's a little creepy, but like then I also feel
you
very
said creepy.
I said creepy.
Yeah. Now, how do you feel now in retrospect that you felt that he was creepy? Are you now you feel judgmental? How does that make you? You actually were right. Now you feel judgmental?
Well, I do feel judgmental because I think our society is very prudish about like sex and stuff, but like you don't want a man in a suit around children that's like also
holding
really
in his cum.
Yeah.
like consciously holding in his cum.
it's way too close to too many lines to be crossed, and you're like, is that risk worth taking? But like at the same time, like you said, it's supposed to be all about love, and so like he made people feel loved. So is this proving that he like what he's saying has reality? It's a reality based, you know, system that all his chakras are open and he could really give that love and he could embody it and like
and he did he reached billions
and
probably.
Nobody said that like he hasn't touched any kids, he hasn't crossed any lines, he's a grown up and he's giving humans a service that's making people happy and better and opening their chakras. And like, should we really be judging him just because we're like, ew, sex and coming and like a stranger giving massages?
Well, yeah, that we should always be leery of that. Stranger giving massages, that last part. Also, keep in mind that as far as we know, nothing sexual misconduct has come out. And if it does, we do not support the behavior.
Exactly.
But everything else, we're so far, so good, right? So far.
So far, so good.
So far.
But like, I don't know. It's so weird because like people in that, like, it's an alternative lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. Like, do you judge people in that alternative lifestyle? Like, do you?
No, I don't. Yeah, and I feel like I kind of made it seem earlier like I find them creepy, and I find their behavior to be out of balance with harmonic reality.
Yeah.
Right. Say like maybe they see us as sheep or whatever. I don't know.
As a sheep?
Yeah, I don't know what the people that get into that Zen mindset see the people that are not in that Zen mindset as.
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, at least closed mind, at least our third eyes are shut to them.
Yeah.
You know, so chakra's not open, something. We're closed off.
Yeah.
To the people that are closed off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But they're also fun people.
Yeah.
They're fun people.
Yeah, I mean they're artists of type. They're living in
open some of them.
Life.
Actually are pretty incredible artists.
Yeah,
you know, and their lifestyle allows them to free themselves up in order to create. Because we do live in a very stifling, a very creativity stifling world.
We do.
you don't even realize it.
No.
Until you live a life of, you know, I'm living a life of creativity now, and I kind of just see all the mechanisms built against it.
Right. It's huge. It's like, yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I guess that's exactly the line of thinking that I had. Like, it's like, you don't, like, your initial knee-jerk reaction is like, ah, those people are weird. But, like, yeah. I'm also like, oh, like, well, those people are embracing something. And they're like,
something.
They're living a life. They're living their life. They're living, you know, like, they're. Yeah.
Oh. Well, and that's the only thing that it matters is that people have purpose.
Yeah.
And if you're living that purpose with some sort of integrity.
Yeah.
You know, just don't do any, nothing to kids, like nothing. Yeah.
All consensual.
Yeah, all consensual.
Yeah.
Nothing misconducty.
Yeah.
But that's so far it's just sexual conduct.
Yeah, just straight sexual conduct. He's conducting.
Good old sexual conduct. Man, I wish I would have wrote down his name. I didn't write his name down. Good old sexual conduct. I think I have the quote. I think I took a picture of, took a screenshot of the quote of him whining about them making it about sex.
Yeah. I almost wanted to say good for him, but I don't like that he had, that he's whining about it.
So he put up a Facebook post that said, I'm sure most of you have seen the articles that have come out today regarding Tantra. When I was approached to do the interview, I was told the article would capture the spiritual side of Tantra and my spiritual healing practices. To shed a more positive light on the benefits of its ancient practice and teachings to those who don't know much about it. But of course, it didn't come out that way. I truly wish people would try to see the spiritual side of Tantra and not, you know, think is what I think the next word was, ... see more. So that's as far as my research went.
Yeah, I mean, I totally, like, I can see where he's, like, I think I can believe I see where he's coming from, you know? Yeah. It's there's something to it, right? Like,
well, I'll tell you what's annoying about it, right? Everybody comes.
Right.
No matter what you're into, you also come.
Yeah.
Right? So anytime somebody's into something weird, the first thing people think is like, well, how do you come weird too?
That's the first thing people What do you so you're a little bit of an expert on this because like you did
the practitioners by the way, it's practitionerstv.com. It was a web series that I was a part of where we were interviewing people that were part of niche lifestyles. We traveled all up and down the East Coast and we really made a lot of effort to get these interviews and talk to these people. And it was we talked to furries, we talked to people that did Renaissance, we talked to people that did
what's the balloon people called?
The ballooners.
Ballooners.
Ballooners. Ballooners. Mm-hmm. And we talk to people that do the Civil War reenactment. We, yeah. People that do this S&M.
Yeah.
At a place every Thursday at this bar. You know, bar 19. And whatever. So I feel like I'm promoting it now.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm an expert, you know. But I do feel like a lot of these things kind of get attributed to their sexual proclivities.
Right.
When everybody comes.
And there's more to it, right?
There's like, more to it.
It's more of a community. More to
it. But yeah, but people think of it in the way that they come. Because they almost think of, I feel like when people find out, like say somebody has sex in a fursuit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is the big one. Like this is the
furries, right?
Yeah.
Say, these two people have sex in a fursuit, which doesn't happen a lot because from what I was told, and you can check out the practitioner's video on this, These suits cost a lot of money.
Don't be coming on my suit.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. I've told like upwards of like $1,500, like minimum for the suit. You know, and the heads are like really expensive. Especially they get more expensive if the eyes move and like how the jaws, like all the animatronics, like the more lifelike they are, of course, the more expensive they are.
Yeah.
Right. So people aren't trying to get any sort of juices from the human body. No blacklight juices on the fursuit.
Yeah.
Right. So. That's, you know, step number one. They're not even trying to, but anyway, so like say two people are having sex in a fursuit. So as people who don't partake in that,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's just say the way that we view this, we hear that these two people had sex in a fursuit. They went to a convention and they had found all these people that were like-minded and blah, 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 and had sex in a fursuit. We don't see them as people that just had sex in a fursuit. We see them as people that need to be in a fursuit to get off.
Right, right.
You know, and it's not, it's, I don't know if we do it on purpose, you know, but we just do that. Like, that's how they have to come.
Yeah.
Right? So that's how that gets associated. So it's like, I see why he's upset too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But it's also part of your healing practice involves mind-blown orgasms. So it's kind of about sex.
Yeah, yeah. You can't take the two apart. They're
yeah. Yeah, you were about to try to use that phrase mutually exclusive and didn't know how to go about it. Is that what happened?
I was going to say disassociate, but I was afraid I was going to get the wrong word.
So like, he was going to say something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear about that, there was so this chick, she got the word vegan tattooed on her face.
On her face?
Yeah, she's kind of like viraling right now.
On her forehead or where on her face?
It's kind of like like on her forehead above her eye.
Okay.
It's in cursive.
Yeah.
Vegan awareness.
Vegan awareness.
Yeah. Because she knows she'll be a vegan for the rest of her life.
Right. That's quite a commitment.
It is a commitment.
Face tattoo, huh?
Yeah.
A white chick getting a face tattoo. That makes news.
Would you just assume there was a white chick?
I did.
Yeah.
Is it a blonde white chick?
No, it was a brunette white chick.
Oh, okay.
It was a white chick, though.
It was a white
you
chick.
You know your people. Yeah, game recognized game. All the statements you have ever thought to make have involved tattoos on your face. Is that is that what I'm to gather? Like, how did you hear the call? How did you know?
That's such a white chick thing to do. I don't know, because it's like, I don't know. Like it seems like, in order to think that you have that permanence in life.
Yeah.
Like you have to be a white chick. Like I don't feel like that's such a liberty that's offered to minorities.
Okay.
Because they know like things can change on the dime, but like white chicks are like, we are living a life and this is my life and I get to decide how my life goes and this is my choice and I'm doing it and you know.
So you think white women are the closest things to living like Trump? They're the closest things to Trump.
They are. That's why all those white women supported Trump.
I guess so. And why all those white women hated him. They just hated. It was like a mirror.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They don't like competition.
No. Trying
to think,
that was horrible. Ugh.
That's how women feel about Trump.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Let's think about this. Here's a couple other things I wanted to, because because you told me recently about an attempted murder. A guy attempted to murder his wife, a doctor or something.
Oh, yeah. He called a hitman on her because she's a radio personality and he had like a drug business going on, a white people drug business, like rich. I don't know what it was. It was like painkillers or opioids or whatever.
We all knew what you meant when you said white people drugs.
Okay.
we get it.
Yeah. And he thought she was going to expose him. And so he hired a hitman to kill her. And then he had a standoff at his doctor's office he had a gun in his hand with the police officers outside. And he was like, I'm going to kill myself. And then he
it's
got
really
arrested.
A standoff, is it?
Well, they were
he
outside.
He was his only
guns.
Hostage.
I don't know. I don't know if there was other people
that
in there.
It's hilarious. That's like a Naked Gun 2.5 type thing. You know what I mean? It's yeah. Like, holy shit. That really happened in real life?
Yeah.
Was it Leslie Nielsen? Was that what it was?
As a tragic ending,
Dr. Nielsen?
He got arrested and then he killed himself in jail.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I did hear about that. So that was one attempted murder,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's another one. And it was, again, for like something he did.
Yeah.
He was like, fuck, I'm caught.
Oh, is this
silence
men
the
getting,
woman.
getting sick of women's shit?
Well, not really sick of women's shit, but just trying to cover up their own mistakes.
Oh, and they know women talking and being heard now.
Yeah. So this other guy, this guy in Michigan... He was sentenced to 60 years because for attempted murder, he was having an affair.
Okay.
I'm going to set this up. So he was having an affair.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm putting myself in the situation.
You're the wife?
I'm the wife.
Oh boy. I guess I'll be the, All right. Well, no, I'll be the narrator.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Somebody has to do this, right? So you'll have this fictitious, soon-to-be attempted murdering husband. So okay. Here we go. So he's having an affair.
Oh, that scumbag.
Scumbag. You hate it. You're upset, right?
So upset.
You go into his phone. You find out that he's having an affair. You call him out on it.
Yeah.
He admits to it. He's not going to deny the fact that he's having an affair. He just got caught.
Yeah.
Right? He agrees to end the affair and go to counseling.
All right. Because we got to save this relationship. Got
to save the relationship. We're going to work on it.
Yeah.
However, she later finds out that the affair was with a 14-year-old middle school student that he teaches.
Ew.
That's your reaction?
Yeah.
You got to die. That's basically the story.
Oh, jeez.
That was a great, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the one act played by Anthony and Sydney. Well, now you got to die. It's called Well, Now You Gotta Die. Because that's exactly what happened. And so listen to this Caligula type bullshit, right?
She's old for a middle school student.
14?
Mm-hmm.
Middle school.
You go into high school by 13, typically.
13, 14. I think you're on the cusp.
Okay.
She might be old. But are you saying he had a reason to go after this chick?
No.
She might have been showing a little. Is that what you're saying? What are you saying? Your point?
I just noticed. Unusual.
He just noticed.
Yeah.
He noticed. So, so this is what he did. So he goes up behind her.
Behind the wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
So after all this talk and everything, goes behind her. Kisses her on the cheek, tells her that he loves her, and then slits her throat.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Was she lived to tell this tale?
She lived to tell this tale because he didn't really commit to slitting her throat, right?
Yeah.
And then she's a nurse, so she could like stop the bleeding enough to argue with him for an hour.
Holy cow.
And then he finally called 911.
What?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah,
right?
That is.
What do you think they talked about in that hour?
A whole hour. She's holding a rag against her neck like, you probably just tried to slit my throat, you motherfucker.
Yeah. And he's like, I know. I did. I'm sorry.
You're the one that was fucking a 14-year-old middle school student.
You're right. I messed up. I'm sorry.
And then you're going to slit my throat.
That was dumb. I shouldn't have did that. I can't call 911. I'm going to go to Mexico. I'm going to kill myself. I don't know. What are you saying that?
For a whole hour. I don't know. If I was her, I'd be like, look, marriage counseling's off. I don't think there's coming back from this.
There's no coming back from. That goes into my theory of how domestic hostage situations happen. That's it. Right there.
The talking for an hour after you get your neck slit?
No, it's just like, now you can't leave the house. It's either like, now you got to die or now you can't leave. Right?
Yeah.
But it's something.
Yeah.
It's like you have to be converted somehow. You have to be converted into not that reaction you just had.
Yeah.
So either you're going to have to not leave this house ever again, chained up in the base, however I do that.
Yeah.
You got to die, right?
Yeah.
Or we got to become like weirdly religious and like believe that that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, there's not many options. There's not many ways to come back from that. With that being said,
that's intense.
Man. That's intense as hell.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah. He was like, I've got to kiss her and tell her I love her before I, he was like, how am I going to do this?
Yeah. I want to see, I'm curious about this. What do you think he looks like? I just want to see if you think he looks like what I think he looks like.
Oh, I don't know. I was having okay, so he's a white guy. These are white people. They're in Michigan.
You know your people.
His hair is either brown to like turning gray. And he's short and a little round. Maybe like the English teacher wears plaid shirts tucked in with like a pot belly.
Okay.
Like he looks unassuming. Like you're not like, oh my God.
He's not handsome, not ugly.
Yeah.
Not threatening, not non threatening. Yeah,
just middle of the road.
Yeah. I think we agree on everything. The only thing that you didn't say, the only detail you didn't add. Well, again, I have him only brown hair, but I have him balding and I have him being a hat guy.
A hat guy, okay.
So he's wearing a hat.
I didn't see him as a hat guy. Okay.
Looks good in a hat.
Yeah.
Like, takes off his hat, very unassuming, kind of round face, puts on a hat. A little daring and edgy, got a little look to him.
Okay.
You know, like 14-year-old middle school girl daring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah, he's living a lifestyle where he's got a different side to him. Yeah. He's got a middle school girl and slit your wife's throat lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, ugh. What a life he's living.
Yeah.
That is that is a dramatic. So I don't know if this is going to be on here, but at a point earlier, you told me I was acting like a woman.
Yeah.
Right? He was acting like a woman. When he did that, like, to go up behind a person, like, kiss on the cheek, I love you, then slit the throat.
Yeah.
That's either evil man or, like, normal homicidal woman.
I don't know if I'm offended by that or not.
No?
I don't know.
It feels right, though, right? Oh. I don't know. It doesn't feel like it doesn't fit.
No, it does. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like I'm not trying to say anything bad about women. I'm not trying to say anything bad about men either.
Yeah.
But it's like, here's why it's the case. Men, murder for men is so common.
Yeah.
That when men add something to it, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, that's another level, dude.
Just whack her upside the head with something large.
Just,
like,
just do it and go.
Yeah.
Right? Like, don't whisper.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, come on, just kill her like a man. Just strangle her. Yeah. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, and go. It's but like, that's like women kind of murder with a theme.
And then talk for an hour.
Yeah. And then talk after their attempted murder. Apologize and is still trying to get the person to see it their way.
We can get through this, honey.
We can. I promise you. I promise you I'll change. I'll never do that again. All right. So we got to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you fight this week?
I feel like I better have an answer this week. It's been a number of times.
Well, we did a whole episode that isn't getting aired. That episode we did.
Oh yeah.
It didn't make it.
No.
It didn't make it.
It didn't make it.
Well, yeah, was it the timing was off and it was like, it didn't wow me.
No, I believe you. I understand. I understand, Sydney.
Yeah.
So I would like to fight. Well, we got to go out for the first time in a while. Like, I got to go out at night, in grown up world for the first time in a while, and I was like shocked by these groups of young people out, like being loud, like loving life, and like just feeling so like,
God, you're so old right now. Okay, tell us how you want to throw young kids off your lawn, Anthony.
And I'd like to jump in the middle of one of those groups of humans.
Well, specifically, because the groups you're talking about, you don't like to be, because you don't just hate fun.
No, I like
you don't
fun.
Hate it. You don't have hate fun. A good time.
Have fun.
There, it's the people that these are the people, and Ansley has disliked these people for at least 18 years, as far as I've known it. It's the people that get into these groups, and everybody suddenly starts acting more badass than they normally would.
Yeah.
They start being kind of a little rude to the world around them because they feel like they can because they're in their group.
Why is, like, I've really hated these people for this long in my life? I think because I'm, like, I'm not a group person. So anytime, like, so, like, but I'm not, like, it's not like I wasn't popular or something. Like, I had plenty of friends and stuff.
Sure you
up.
Did. Sure I you did. Did. I believe you.
But whenever, like, groups got together, like, it was only a matter of time before that group of girls turned on me.
Yeah.
It was, like, only a matter of time. So, like, whenever I see that dynamic happening, and like they're like, oh, they got to turn on somebody. It's like, oh.
Oh, so you want to, you see a group of girls and you want to get them like right when they're at like kind of their fever pitch, and they're gonna like right when they're about to pick somebody, like you'll step in and be like, let it be me.
Yeah.
It's just start whipping ass.
Yeah. Like, all right. Like, you guys want to do this? You guys really want to do this?
Yeah.
We can do this.
No, we're doing it now. We're doing it now. The only thing that sucks is the person that's also going to get it in that scenario is the girl who they were all going to turn on.
She was going to get one way or the other.
She was going
to
get it.
It was either going to be verbal mental attack or it could just be a kick to the face.
Or like, yeah. You're just going to kick them all in the face. Just like one, like, Chun-Li. Man, I'll pick somebody from one. Yeah, because we did. We went out. We had a weekend. We had a night out. We had a babysitter. We went out and did our thing. Got dinner and a movie. Got Ansley some culture. Wait, hold on real quick. So we took Ansley to this Japanese restaurant at this place called Chinatown Square in Philly. And it was like I took a country bumpkin out of their shed, threw some shoes on her, and was like, hey, we're going to the big city tonight. It's in the future. You know? Like, and she's like, what's this? What's that? What's this? What's this? How do you eat this? And she's like, it's just a fucking sandwich. Just eat it. Great time. We had a great time, though. But so here's what. So we were in Chinatown. So that's part of who I was going to fight, right? Who I'm going to fight. So this is, yeah, I don't even know if you'll know who I'm talking about. So this is a nexus. There's three, four people I'm going to fight. Two of them are Asian, two of them are black. So we were walking down the street, and so we have two. You need to know vectors. You need to know two vectors for this, right? So I'm walking forward. Forward is a vector, and left is a vector, right? Okay. So those are the important directions that you need to know for this, right? Visually, right? So I'm walking down the street, walking towards me, in the ahead of me vector.
Yeah.
Are two Asian guys walking towards me from the left vector? Yeah. Are two black guys? You know what I'm getting at right now, yeah. Right? So as I'm walking past. So as we're walking past the Asian people, is that what that nigger said? Like, it was just like really, like, it was really casual yet really clear on the word nigger, right? Yeah. And then, so like, that's like right ahead of me. And then like slightly behind me now, the black guys are also casually saying nigger, but now I got to check and see who's saying it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like it's a round sound.
So like, fuck that. I want to fight them all. I'm going to fight them all now because it's too confusing. I don't know how to react to this word anymore. It's insane. It was insane. It was like, what? It's like, I don't even, do you not even look around before you say this word, Asian people? Also, black people, why are you just so casually saying this word in front of other people? Like, and getting people comfortable saying this. It's just it's a mess. I wanted to fight all four of those people. That was just intense.
Yeah.
We had quite a thing going on before I ended it with that shit. It was a good rhythm. There are a lot of good places to end. Yeah.
Well, I feel like I can't even comment on that story. I'm like, yes, that was intense.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, who do you think, if you were hung out with Jay-Z and Beyonce and Trump and Melania, where do you think you'd hear the N-word more?
Good question, right? Good question, right? Let me think about that. Wow. I think it would stand out to me. I think I'd leave the situation if I got to spend an evening with both of them.
So yeah,
we're changing the game. So if I got to spend an evening with both of them, yeah. And now this is just a social experiment to see which couple said the word nigger more, right? I think I'm going to leave that experiment feeling like Donald Trump and Melania.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't say it.
Right.